This week's Cotton Newsline is Five Cuts. All cuts are Dale Thompson, Manager of Marketing and Processing Technologies for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The GN Universal Density Bale net weight should be 500 pounds. This has been pretty consistent over the past 20 or so years. And from the standpoint of making sure that cotton is efficient and economical to transport, we need to maintain those bale weights in that range of about 500 pounds.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Most of those have to do with conditions at the cotton gin. For example, poor bale press management might be an issue. There might be an issue with the tramper or the lint feeder at a cotton gin that might cause the bales to be either light or heavy, or in some cases heavy on one end and light on the other. And again, as the bale lint enters the bale press, certainly conditions around the lint slide in the condenser may cause problems with bale weights.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Normally we'll ship 88 bales in a container. All the paperwork is done, the phytosanitary agreements are in place, and the phytosanitary certificates are issued for the bales. But when a truck comes to pick it up, if those bales are overweight, maybe a bale, two bales, or three bales are left on the loading dock at the warehouse, and then all of a sudden all of the paperwork that went into that shipping order has to be renegotiated and rewritten based on the fact that there's no longer 88 bales in the shipment. And as a result, particularly in the time with rising and falling cotton prices, we want to get all the bales to the mills as expeditiously as we can. So again, this affects our ability to meet the terms of our contracts in some cases.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Gins and growers need to be conscientious and mindful of the fact that the trade rules either in the state or in the region may affect whether a penalty is imposed on a lightweight or a heavyweight bale. And from the standpoint of the merchants, in addition to those local and regional trade rules, they're also conscious of the fact that there is a set of trade rules called Southern Mill Rules that govern their contracts between the shippers and the domestic mills. And again, as part of those terms in those trade rules may be penalties or rejections of bales that don't meet the standard of the contract.
Cut 5, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Also, associations like Texas Cotton Association, the Western Cotton Shipper Association, and AXA's actually published their trade rules on their websites. So it would be good to check with those various associations and see what the rules are regarding bale weights.